Up next on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'd like to let you choose, whichever you'd like to do.
Well, I think I'm the only one who wants to hear you talk about Red Berenson, so let's go to questions.
Okay.
To ask a question, please hit 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude the coaches portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Bob Esmussen with Campaign News Gazette.
Other than your own state, what do you consider the most important recruiting area for Michigan?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Outside your own state, what area do you consider the most important recruiting area for you?
What state?
Yeah, other than Michigan, obviously you're going to recruit there, but be outside there, where's the next place you care about most?
I care about them all the United States of America. We look at ourselves as being miners. We're out there panning for gold, searching for gold nuggets, you know, good, better, and best. And we found that everywhere that they play football, and that's where we want to have a chance to evaluate and recruit, and that's the way we look at it. And I'd also say that the internet's been very good too, because there's less and less players that are under the radar, as their video is being able to be seen by everybody. That's been a great thing. So to answer your question, everywhere.
Thanks, Coach.
Johnny Cash would say everywhere, man.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Wilton mentioned in the first day of spring practice about having a new playbook, new terminology. So I was wondering, how has he progressed in his third spring with you, and how does he look?
Looks good. Progressed well. Very important to him. He's ratcheting up his game, as you'd expect, in terms of the mental process and hungry to learn more and more. So it's been impressive. He's a very sharp individual.
And how has it, progressed as well with Pep Hamilton and him? I know the relationship between you three guys.
That's been great. Pep brings so much energy. We've worked together before, but I didn't. I remember it, but I mean, not as well. I'd hadn't remembered just how much energy he brings, and it's really unmatched. I can't say that, because Don Brown brings so much energy too, and Tim Drevno and all of our coaches. But he's at the highest level. 11 on a scale of 10, he'd be. I'm quoting Spinal Tap right now.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Oh. Great, love working with him.
Our next question comes from Nick Baumgarten with M Live Media.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good.
Do you guys have anybody injured that won't be in the game on Saturday, or is there anybody that had to miss all spring due to injury?
Grant Newsom.
Well, other than Grant, I mean.
Nobody's coming to mind right now.
And then just to confirm again, because I don't think we've talked to you about it, Grant Perry is not with the team right now. Is that correct?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, is he practicing, I guess?
No, hasn't been practicing.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome.
Your next question comes from Sean Keeler, Land of 10.
Coach, good morning. This is a bit of a random run-through, but since you've quoted Spinal Tap and Johnny Cash, I figured we could go down this road. It's been 30 years since you were a prospective NFL rookie. Does it feel like 30 years? And what do you remember from that spring leading up to the draft, leading up to that moment for you?
Hello?
Coach Harbaugh, are we still happy there?
I'm here.
Oh, do you hear me?
Intermittently.
Yeah, Sean, I think your question cut out a little bit, if you could summarize it.
Yeah, Coach, what do you remember from your draft prep 30 years ago? It was 1987, that spring, and does it feel like 30 years? And what memories spring to mind for you from that time?
Yeah, I mean, the one that stands out is being drafted by the Chicago Bears on draft day. It was a while ago.
Yeah. Tobin said you were surprised that you went in the first round. Why were you surprised based on what was said or read at that time?
I had never heard from the Chicago Bears up until draft day when they called and drafted me.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach Harbaugh.
Your next question is from Adam Biggers with FanRagSports.com.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Was there a question there?
I did not hear a question, so we'll move on. But thank you very much for your time today.
Have a great day.
You too.